Welcome to Clay and Iron with Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, that's me, and our special guest today is Gary Franchi from Lone Lantern Society. And we're going to be talking about some news at the top of the hour. First, to just get an intro, many important topics, because you need to be a patriot whether you live in America, Britain, Australia, or any country of the world, because these issues are going to be your issues, not just issues in America. Don't just look and think these are happening only in America. But if America goes down, so does the whole world. So it's important for you and your country, whether you're in Canada, India, Australia, Europe, anywhere, that you deal with these issues. To review some interesting news, the National Guard is going to be used for border control. President Bush will use the primetime speech on Monday night, that's tonight, May 15th, 2006, to call for thousands of National Guard troops to be deployed along the Mexican border. Of course, very, very late in terms of operating this. Brazil grapples with killing spiral between police and cartel. Well, of course, the drug cartels are getting more powerful everywhere. Two British soldiers killed in Iraq named, and British support for the war in Iraq is waning very dramatically. Saddam Hussein is formally charged with war crimes. And again, he was our bad dog, and Rumsfeld was one of the gentlemen who armed him. Livingston lurching with Chavez. This is an interesting visit with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Will continue his two-day visit to London with a lunch hosted by Ken Livingston. Livingston, of course, is a strong supporter of the radical left-wing president and has defended him. And, of course, the topic is Britain's left-wing aristocracy meet with Hero Chavez. Probably a story behind this story. Also, looking at issues such as environmental issues, alligators take two women. Of course, in Florida, more and more times we're seeing animals attacking humans because they don't have natural fear because of the, quote, environmental issues. People are not are getting more and more brown bear and black bear attacks, alligator attacks, and so on. Other interesting things here, Cambridge Antibody Guide guides drug stocks higher. Cambridge Antibody Technologies guided drug stocks higher, and I just had a radio program on the my program called the Nutramedical Report on Genesis Network. I just completed a moment ago with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We talked about all kinds of very nasty uses of vaccines, the move toward vaccinations of children with up to 27 vaccines, the dangers of mercury, squalene, mycoplasma fermentans, contaminated vaccinations, even, believe it or not, aspartame, which is a neurotoxin and cancer-reducing agent, present in vaccines. This is just incredible. And the plans also to have vaccinations for sterilization against human chorionic gonadotropin, vaccines against addiction and altering human behavior, which change nerve pathways. I mean, this is what they're planning. Operation BioShield is really doing this, and they're testing it on DPS children in Britain and CPS children in America. And, of course, under U.S. Pressure, China allows the currency to strengthen, so it's now to a significant level of 8 of their ren to their $1. Renminbi, I guess it's called. The heart disease costs Britain billions. And, of course, we have on my programs, we have specialists like Dr. Ralph Holdsworth that is going to be talking about natokinase. And if you go to NutraMedical.com, you'll see solutions for many of the problems that they'll tell you you don't have solutions for. You don't need to be seeing the incidence of vascular disease, heart disease, stroke, and pulmonary embolus at all. Natural enzymes, natural nutraceuticals can help the body fight cancer, fight heart disease, prevent illness, and that's why lifestyle, nutrition, diet, detoxification is important. And, of course, one of the things we see with this coming avian flu is that the real goal is to stick an RFID chip. And this will segue into some of our gradual and not so gradual, very rapid destructions of our liberties. And only the remnants of the system is being left in place. And you'll see the gold-fringed flag of the Admiralty martial law literally being put in all the courts now, because what they're doing is stripping the system down. And it's like, I was told many years ago, it's like a dead man walking around. Our liberties are like a dead man who hasn't been told he's already dead. And we can revive that dead man if we stand up and speak out. And that's why we're having our guest on today, Gary Franchi from the Lone Lantern Society. Welcome to the program, Gary.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, Gary, can you tell us about your society, what motivated you, and what does your society do, not only in America, because you have members in other countries as well, and what's your goals?
Basically, our goals are to empower people to act in the name of constitutional value, in the name of freedom, by spreading information at the grassroots level, person to person, either using the internet or what's really more valuable is the actual personal communication, face to face. And through the spreading and sharing of that information, bring forth an awakening of the mind, the spirit, and just the body to stand up, say enough is enough, and move forward to change the damage that has been done.
Yeah, and there's been tremendous damage. In fact, there's a conference coming up in early June, and that conference, I guess, is in Chicago, and you're going to have top experts yourself and many others. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And, of course, there's another one coming up in L.A. the end of June. Tell us about your conference in Chicago.
The conference is called 9/11, Revealing the Truth, Reclaiming Our Future.
Right.
It's an international education and strategy conference. It's June 2nd through the 4th. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Uh-huh. Where is it located? What hotel?
It's going to be at the Chicago O'Hare Embassy Suites.
Uh-huh. So you can fly right in and go right to the conference.
Yes. It's centrally located in, you know, in the United States, in Chicago, you know, the hub of America. We encourage people from all over the world to come to this conference, where we're expecting large numbers of people. Some of the prominent speakers that will be there is Stephen E. Jones, the physics professor.
Right, you are going to be talking about the physics of how it's not physically possible to have these buildings collapse from a non-implosive or literally controlled munitions collapse of the building, let alone these silly, the conspiracy theory really is the government one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one that doesn't hold water.
Yeah, that's the one they're spoon-feeding and spoon-feeding the American public and the world. You know, it's strange because the people that are outside of the United States, they have a greater understanding of these types of operations because they've been victims of them before, and they can see it. But the people in America, this is new to them. So
it's Disneyland. They think it's for somebody else. It's not. It's for Mogadishu. It's for Spain.
Yeah.
It's for South America and Sao Paulo, Brazil. It's not for Chicago or Detroit or Los Angeles.
Right. So who else is going to be there? Alex Jones is going to be there.
Uh-huh.
He's speaking. Webster Tarpley, Kevin Ryan, Peter Phillips of Project Project Censored will be there. Barry Zwicker, Jim Mars, some very, very prominent people in the 9/11 truth movement that are just working overtime to bring these truths about the collapse of the towers, about the Pentagon, all these different facets that have been whitewashed or looked over by the 9/11 Commission. These people are working overtime to bring these facts to the American people. That's what the conference is for. It's for education and for strategy.
Right. And what if you want to summarize, what we really are positing is no longer a, quote, theory. When a theory has overwhelming evidence, it goes from a hypothesis to a theory to, like, this is just the way it is. And what people have to get their head around, they have to realize that the government did Oklahoma City, the government did 9/11, and they've got plans for future and nastier things coming down the pipe.
Oh, yeah. And all, I mean, with the propaganda, and the propaganda machine that they are operating, I mean, it is so coordinated. It is so meticulous. I mean, they have so many outlets to disseminate their false message. You know, you have the History Channel putting out all these different documentaries on how the towers fell, and PBS, and then you have the new movie that came out.
Flight 90, United Airlines Flight 93.
Yeah,
which is patently garbage.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a massive, massive disinformation campaign.
Absolutely, and it's like the movie 1984, based on the book, that if they could rewrite and change all the documents, then they could literally change history.
Yeah.
That's what we're facing. And we don't want history to be rewritten, because what they really want, and if we just summarize it, is that the global elite, wants to reduce the population 85 to 95%. They want a chip in everyone. They want vaccines to alter human behavior and reduce our health. They want us to eat genetically modified garbage that's irradiated, food that's covered with feces of animals and humans. They want us to drink toxic water with fluoride and other things to dumb us down and make us stupid so we won't fight. They want to return to a form of global feudalism that makes the feudalism of the Middle Ages look like a party. And it's not acceptable, and I'm angry as hell, like you're sticking your head out the window with that movie network. And I'm not going to take it anymore, and neither are you and many others. We're not.
Dr. Bill, that's why the Low Lantern Society exists. Because there are people that, you know, the people I've spoken to, people that have joined from all over this country, from different parts of the world, people, I've spoken to them, and we get motivated, we create action plans, and we start fighting this propaganda machine with our own tools that are available at the consumer level. See, the technology that we have available at our fingertips now, through the internet, through digital recording devices, through all these different avenues, we can utilize this consumer end technology, which is virtually inexpensive, DVD reproduction,
right,
burners and stuff. All that's, we can utilize those technologies to battle their propaganda machine, and it's pretty inexpensive to do so.
Yeah, it's brought the price down to a range where the average citizen has a voice, which is why they're particularly rabid to do all these horrendous things. And again, coming down the pike, we have an impending nuclear war in the Middle East against Iran. We have the avian flu pandemic, and I'm going to repeat this for the public record. I was just on with Dr. Tenpenny, and many other health professionals think this is a wild virus and this is normal. No, it's not. This is not like any other virus. It's been bioweaponized. It is like a killer bees of viruses. When it moves to a new territory, literally May 9th last year to May 9th, 2006, the virus moved to something like 28 more countries. This is not going to go away. And when it goes pandemic, it's not just going to be a bad cold. It's going to be lethal on purpose. Guaranteed the elite have their version of whatever they call their method of stopping it. I happen to have a special nutraceutical that you can take by inhalation that will actually kill it. But, of course, you can't say that. Otherwise, you'd be descended upon by, I'm not going to say the name of what it is, but if people want to contact me, those things are available. And they have to realize hygiene, host defenses, and reverse protection of your airway, the proper NIOSH N100 mask, exhalation valve, blocking ability to block all viruses. People need to start getting prepared with food, water, and they also need to be prepared to defend themselves against those who want to take their guns, because the very first thing that they want to do with the FEMA and the Homeland Security is they want to disarm the public if there's a pandemic. And believe me, if you've got food, water, and supplies, you want to be able to protect yourselves, and you also want to be connected to your neighbors. So the more viable than almost anything is to start doing drills now, start raising literally a civilian militia, get the local governments involved, get your local people and your states involved, get your country involved, because if there is a period of pandemonium, you need to have proper self-protection, and you also need to have armaments, and you need to be able to have your food, air, and water under some of your control, so your civil liberties aren't taken away and you're not shoved into a detention facility where you'll die cross-infected with other people.
Well, what do we see in New Orleans? People, they were confiscating the guns of the homeowners who only wanted to protect themselves from looters.
These were doctors and bankers and the people,
yeah,
actually keeping the community going, and their community was dry.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. This is what they want to do. And FEMA was cutting the lines of the parishes so that they could actually maintain the state of maximum chaos so they could get more funding because, oh, we're so incompetent, so many people died or so much damage was done that they can get more power. And let me tell you, this is not acceptable. And if you're on the inside and you think that this is smart, 5 or 10 years from now, they want to replace all you humans with cyborgs, which are chipped biomachines that look human, but they aren't. And you're going to be replaced. So don't think that you're got a nice ticket here to being saved into the future. The future is a very nasty thing if we continue selling out. And we've got to stand up and say, no, we don't want to have hover drones by our windows. We don't want to have infrared cameras looking through our walls. We don't want to have a chip in everybody, and like they have in Britain, microwave machines set up so that when they see your chip with your particular code hit you with a microwave blast, it can make you sick, drop down, or get very ill. They have these already in Britain. They're doing all kinds of experimentation with using non-lethal weapons to crowd control.
They call it non-lethal weapons.
Yeah, and their the definition of it kills less than 25% of the people, or 26% of the people that are affected, so it's considered non-lethal.
You know,
so it can kill 25%, but it's still non-lethal. Well, you're still, you tell that to the guy that's dead after he gets hit with a taser or one of these nerve gas stun agents they use in the theaters in Moscow, which the Russians are co-developing with the Americans.
Well, again, I have to say, that's where we come in.
Right, that's where Lone Lantern comes in. So how can they join your organization and then support you? Because you're putting together DVDs, you're putting together information. You've got a very dynamic website that covers a lot of territory to try to get people coordinated. It's not just 9/11. This is a very broad issue. It covers everything from vaccines to food supply to nutritionals to our global economy. Everything is tied into this matrix that they're building to eventually bring us down, subjugate us, put a collar on us, and control all of us and reduce a lot of our population, stick many of us in detention facilities or underground factories. You do not want to go where this is going.
My website is www.lonelantern.org. That's LoneLantern.org. LoneLantern.org.
Excellent. So let's go through a laundry list of the major topics that the, you think that you want to discuss at this conference coming up in Chicago. And,
well, primarily, what I'll be touching base on in this conference is the value of the personal relationships and the developing of the personal relationships and the power of people face-to-face communicating and spreading the truth. That is what I'm going to be talking about.
Excellent.
And how we can utilize the technology, consumer and technology, stuff that's off the shelf, that is the prices have come down so much since the introduction that we can become the press, become the media. That is what we must do.
Well, we already are. In fact, I'm certain that we take the leading ones like Alex Jones' show and many others now. And I just started a year and a half ago. My show is growing by leaps and bounds, not only on the Nutramedical Report on Genesis, but this program, which is now BBS, in the next 90 to 120 days, we'll be expanding dramatically our reach around the world. And if you're picking up this show and rebroadcasting it in shortwave, we eventually want to be on satellite. We need to get this information out because the window of opportunity where the Internet is still up, where we can have global communications is still up. We need to get the truth out now because they're about to bring the hammer down. And if people think this is theoretical and it's not going to happen, they better wake up and realize.
Dr. Bill, you're noticing this growth as well. I'm noticing this growth. Alex Jones is noticing the growth. My site, just a site alone, in the past 4 months, we've been getting 30,000 to 40,000 visitors every single month.
Wow. And again, you can guarantee that after this conference, that'll go triple or quadruple or within the next 6 months, 10 times, especially with the number of events that they have planned to bring upon the world. And we can say predictively, look, they've got our special troops over in Iran. They're getting ready to actually start hitting these with bunker buster nukes and neutron weapons. They keep telling us the avian flu is coming, but they don't have any concrete solutions of anything positive like on my website, Nutramedical, like the first line of defense kit or hygiene and proper dialogue about keeping civil liberties while we maintain some public protection. Nothing's being done to deal with these issues.
Well, see, I mean, we know what they're doing with this avian flu is they are pushing and pushing and pushing the fear through the press, through the news, through silly television shows, and they are just conditioning the people to accept whatever solution they create for this problem is going to be the right one. And,
yeah.
And I wouldn't doubt. That they're going to do forced vaccinations, quarantine zones, all that type of stuff. I mean, it's highly possible. In fact, there's a great book that's going to be released shortly by an author named Stephen J. Connors. And the name of the book is The Final Solution. It's as easy as ABC. An excellent, excellent book. I highly recommend you seeking it out when it's released. I'm, I I will have links to it on my website so you can purchase it there. But he outlines in his book this entire strategy.
What's the thesis that they're trying to use is their dialectic, because they create a dialectic of conflict, and it's always problem, reaction, solution. They create a problem, they create a reaction or a solution that they have to the problem, and their solution is very noxious. We know it's deadly, dangerous, and stupid, but they're going to try to sell us that this is what's best for us, even if it kills us.
Well, that's where we come in again, my friend.
Yeah,
we are
absolutely
here to stand up and say, we've had it. We've had it up to here. With this excessive abuse of wiretapping, I can't even comprehend how come the American people haven't taken to the streets just yet.
Well, you know, the thing is, they talk about wiretapping. The fact is, I was a doctor for the Echelon and World ID back in 94, 95, and I've been underground in the underground city there. And I can tell you, they had an array of Cray 5 supercomputers. They were tapping everybody on Earth is tapped.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing it for years with the
Echelon. Years. I mean, they can tell, literally, one of their agents told me, one of the NSA guys said, we can tell if you're on, from the spectral analysis of the dial tone, we can tell you if you're on the living room or the kitchen phone in Basra, Baghdad, Iraq. They have AI supercomputers listening to every conversation, every fax, every email, and always have. And they bump it up. So when they're saying all this stuff, they violated everybody's civil liberties in every country.
Yeah.
That's why the European Parliament about 5 years ago got up in arms about the Project Echelon.
Yeah,
listening in on the European parliamentary discussions, even in private rooms.
Yeah,
this is very dangerous.
There was a lot of corporate espionage being utilized through the Echelon system.
Well, of course, because that's one of the primary functions of the NSA, is corporate espionage and passing it on to their particular hand-picked corporations that are tied in with the New World Order, like Walmart. I call it Wally World. Walmart, I call China Mart, is another one of their minions of evil. They got the State Department went in 2003 to China. The Chinese government signed over 7,000 Laodai civil detention prison camps over to Walmart to actually contract to have their suppliers pay to put factories in there. Not Walmart, but their suppliers put factories in there. And they told their suppliers, if you don't put a factory in there, we will not distribute your products in any Walmart or Tesco store in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the kind of leverage that's going on with the blessing of our State Department and world transnational corporations that are strip mining jobs from America, polluting the hell out of these other third world countries, and think it's okay when they fill the stores full of all these products that are now becoming more and more inferior and poisoning the people in third world countries while they basically force us to the brink of absolute annihilation of debt.
Oh,
part of their game.
Yeah, they're pushing this debt system onto every single American, forcing credit cards down their throats and pushing the materialism and the I need it now, I want it now, I can't wait. You give it to me now. And then
right.
They give you credit, and then they screw up your credit, and then you can't do this, you can't do that, and then you go back to them, and you got to pay them more money to get it fixed. It's a racket.
Well, of course it is. And, of course, the whole thing about debt is once you create it, someone's going to pay for it. And that's what happened in 1929 when they had the crash. And that crash is going to happen again. They are setting up a Ponzi game, a house of cards to bring down the world economy. And they're going to use America as the bad cop, like they are right now, to smash all these countries. The good cop, the UN, is waiting to get all the goodies. Just like, literally, Britain and America went in to Iraq, and they passed over the oil rights underground, not to the Iraqi people, but to the United Nations. Just like we've deeded over all of our public waterways or underground mineral resources, all to the United Nations, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And if you want to check the treaties, you can. You can go online and actually say, I can't believe this. We don't own anything anymore. When people even buy stocks, they don't realize it's to Seed Corporation, which is down near Wall Street. Seed basically means they don't own the stocks. It's a proxy. They have a right to own the stock certificate. That's it. Property. If you don't pay taxes on your land or your home, you don't own it. They take it from you.
It's like American currency. It's backed by nothing but paper, backed by debt.
Yeah.
What happened,
we have an equivalent of $87.3 trillion in debt, going at something like $168,000 $168 million per second, I believe it is. The amount of debt's going up so many billion a day, it's ridiculous.
What happened to the silver and gold in the federal in the Federal Reserve? Where'd it go?
Well, they've got yellow painted bricks probably in Fort Knox. I'm sure there's no gold there anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's passing around these phony money. It blows my mind.
It is mind-boggling. So, tell us some of the other major issues that you deal with on your website on Lone Lantern, because you have a huge website there that deals with many, many different issues.
Well, one thing that we specifically like to focus on is the RFID technology, Mark of the Beast technology, the Varic chip, as it's known in the commercial circles,
right?
And the progression of the social acceptance of, you know, things like the Varic chip and biometrics for instance, there's a shopping a grocery store just a few blocks from my home, and if you want to buy groceries, you have the option now to take your finger and just put it down on this little reader that's connected to your credit card. See, they're using these biometric technologies, and they're conditioning the people to use their hands and you know, like biometrics. So they're conditioning the people to use their physical features in exchange for the goods that they're trying to purchase.
Yeah, it's very dangerous because... in fact, Microsoft is leading the way in this, to actually have biometrics so that you won't be able to actually be able to log onto a computer without, say, thumbprinting or retinal scanning from your own computer to access your own files on your own computer.
Yeah,
even if
you're
not online.
They've got computers now that have fingerprint readers built into them.
Right.
You know, and people are like, oh, this is so cool. This is really neat, you know. Let's take it to the next level, okay? We got these biometric readers here at the grocery stores, on the computers, even in public libraries to use the internet, okay? In a town just maybe 15 miles from me, if you want to go on the internet, you have to use your fingerprint for biometrics. It's ridiculous, but anyway.
It's progressing. Back in 1995. I had talked to a gentleman in 1998, the fall, who actually presented at Lucent Technologies, Lockheed Martin, his patent for satellite-based world identification. And when he showed it to Lockheed Martin and Lucent Technologies, they told him that they had already been working on it with their consortium of companies around the world, with IBM and many others, over 4,000 companies. And that they thought he had some good new ideas, but they didn't need his patent, they didn't need to respect it, but that they were going to implement the entire thing. And I have the actual 600-and-some-page patent for the, quote, Mark of the Beast. People think, oh, well, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, a Buddhist, or whatever you are. You can be a spiritualist. You can be an agnostic. This is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know. It really is coming. And there's thousands of different candidates. One of the ones I was shown back in 1999 and given by someone from Healthcare Technologies out of Madison, Wisconsin, was called Healthcare Technologies. And they had an ID card that could be tracked from space. It's just like a credit card size thick, but a little thicker. They had an ID chip that could be injected, size of a grain of rice, that could be tracked from space.
Oh, yeah.
They can probably read the actual identification data off at some distance, 120 centimeters, but they're trying to get the reader distance out to 2.5 miles, believe it or not.
Wow.
They want to get it so that you can be 2.5 miles from any reader tower, and they can read your chip and know where you are. And then they can download the data if you're near what's called a downloading site. So you're so many centimeters or feet or whatever from a site where they can download the data from that chip or upload information onto the chip. The other dangerous thing is if they have your DNA as part of this identification, believe it or not, one of the lethal, non-lethal weapons is what's called biocoded scalar harmonic weaponry that's coded to your DNA and will affect you and not someone right beside you.
Right.
And that kind of stuff has been researched for quite a while, not only to affect your behavior, but make you very ill, or even implant ideas and thoughts in your mind. So literally, if you take these, quote, marks, you're losing your very identity to this matrix. You become, you know, like the final, you know, first contact, like the Star Trek series. You become no longer a person. You become a machine, and a very large machine.
These chips are becoming socially acceptable. That is what's terrifying.
Yes,
people
indeed.
People do not realize what they're doing. There was a kid, I think he's about 26, 27 years old. He actually went to a, you can actually read the you can see the CNBC video clip from my site and read some news articles on this guy. His name's Mikey Sklar. He went on the web, purchased his own microchip, size of a grain of rice, glass capsulated, you know, copper wiring, and had a friend who's a surgeon implanted into his left hand.
Right.
And the reason he did it is because he wanted to be able to access his computer and his passwords and all his favorite websites. How convenient, you know? And then he wants to have it set up so that if he reaches out for a doorknob, that the door will recognize his RFID tag in his hand.
Right.
And the sad thing about this news clip that is on the site, lonelantern.org, is that they actually compared him to his pets. They actually said, Mikey Sklar is no different than his pets. They are turning people into beasts.
Well, their whole plan, and we get a look at the entire spectrum of what's being done, they have put fluoride into water, just to start, and fluoride is not sodium fluoride, we're talking about, which is also toxic, but they're talking about fluorosilicates, which are extremely, hydrofluorosilicates, which are extremely neurotoxic. It's literally industrial waste from the processing of nuclear material for fuel rods or the production of aluminum. And they literally take the entire slurry off the top of the toxic production and just dump it directly into water supplies. This is incredibly neurotoxic to brain tissue, cancer induction, etc. But they do it. Then they have genetically modified foods. They have aspartame that Rumsfeld again.
Aspartame, yeah. That came out of Chicago.
Right.
Rumsfeld was in Chicago doing some patchwork for NutraSweet, and look what we have.
Right. And when they knew this was toxic beforehand, so they made a deal that they passed an executive order that they couldn't make any ruling on it until 30 days later, when the new director of the FDA had made a deal that he would then pass it really quickly, even against their own scientists. And now all the other countries have accepted this, and they keep on spinning and spinning it. Now the country, the company that's taken over it is Ajinomoto in Japan, but there's production facilities in Europe that they shut down with all the public outcry, and they continue to create spin and lies. This is a methanol and formaldehyde are toxic. We don't need to argue about that.
Phenylalanine breaks down into formaldehyde and gets stored in your body. People are drinking this stuff in diet beverages. And all they're doing, they're just storing up formaldehyde.
I like one of my little things I put in my newsletter last week. It says, aspartame, poison, it says on the bottle.
Yeah.
You bet your aspartame.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. But, I mean, I used to use, once I started to learn about aspartame and its effects, in fact, what it was, I'd always suspected something about it, but I saw this great documentary called Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World.
Oh, that's a wonderful one with, I think, Dr. H.J. Roberts.
Oh, it was great, great documentary.
Yeah,
amazing. I highly recommend it to anyone out there. Track this down, show your friends, show your family. It goes into great detail about the process of how aspartame was introduced into the society, the chemical breakdown of it, who is in charge of the whole process, and it happens to be Donald Rumsfeld.
Of course. You know, minion of Satan himself. These guys keep showing up, the same guy that armed Saddam, who's now getting charged with war crimes. What about the war crimes for Rumsfeld and his ilk?
Yeah.
And, of course, they're now spinning to try to put another Bush into the dynasty. Jeb Bush is the next Republican candidate for president.
Well, you know what? I don't think America can take it anymore. If they try to put Jeb Bush up there to run for president, I think with all of the controversy that's surrounding the presidency now, I think that's going to force people to vote for a Democratic president. And
well, Hillary Clinton, to be honest with you, is equally noxious.
Exactly. So either way, you know, whoever you're going to vote for, if you even decide to take
vote
part
for neither one of the sides of the
process.
Snake.
What's
yeah.
that?
We need to have a constitutional reform candidate that brings America back to its constitutional roots, restores civil liberties, dismantles the National Security Agency and its wiretapping of everybody, starts to restore and sets up the American government to be able to print its own money and get rid of this federal non-reserve. We need to have restoration of our borders. We need to restore constitutional rights to all civilians and make penalties against government that abuse its citizens in the states and in the federal government, like they've tried to abuse me in the state of Colorado and many other citizens right across the country, because they think that they have a right, being government, to do anything, including killing citizens. And the greatest plague on people worldwide in the last century, the most dangerous thing has been governments. Billions, almost a billion people have been killed in the last century because of the actions of government.
There needs to be serious, serious consequences for the people who are inflicting these policies of destruction upon my nation, my republic.
Right.
The land that I love, the flag that flies, the Constitution that is getting trampled upon. There needs to be serious repercussions for these people's actions.
Well, I've got an idea, and this is where I get it, my twisted sense of humor kicks in. I don't think death is good enough. I'd like to see what I call a plexiglass zoo, where everybody, like Rumsfeld and Bush and everybody, is kept, their health is kept good, but they got to work at hard physical labor, and you actually pay admission to walk in. Instead of monkeys and so on, you actually have a display like Rumsfeld and so on. And we use even life extension technology that we need to keep these guys around 40 and 50 years, because how much money could you make by putting these guys on display, and how humiliating to have people gawking at them as they break small, big stones into small ones or do heavy physical labor.
I would love to see these guys do a hard day's work.
Yeah, but under glass.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody
could
watch them.
We could throw peanuts at them.
Yeah. See, that to me would make sense. That to me would be a just end to these monsters.
Yeah. If you start calling for, you know, for their death, yeah.
No. You know, put them under glass. Put them in a zoo. Literally make a plexiglass bulletproof zoo, so no one can kill them, no one can harm them. But believe me, you want to humiliate these guys for a good 40, 50 years. You want to keep these guys under glass as long as their carcasses will go.
Yeah.
That, to me, is what needs to be done. And we need to hold this out that you're not going to get off easy with just being executed. No. We're going to take care of you. We're going to make sure you have the best of health, so that when you're working your butt off and you're getting injuries and you're doing heavy, hard labor, we can see you sweating.
Exactly. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I think
that's a much more just, because we don't want to become literally the victims. As they say, if you stare into the abyss, you do not want to become darker than the abyss itself.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do is they're brutalizing America. They're sending our young men over to these brutal wars and turning them into monsters. And when they come back, they become our police, our security, and our mercs. They're going to hire them to then shoot at American citizens if they won't get in the rail cars and be shackled, or go into the prisons, or come out of their home. Or shoot back at citizens trying to protect their property, let's say, like down in New Orleans, when there's a pandemic happening and they've got food and water. They're not going to leave their home. If they've got proper bivouac, why would they want to leave? When the best thing is host quarantine with adequate supplies.
Yeah.
To me, this is all insanity. It's all programmed, and we've got to say no. And no means no. No means no to the damn vaccines. No means no to their crazy plan on mass quarantine. No means no to all this stuff. In fact, one of my contacts told me that they plan on shutting off Ontario, Quebec Hydro, not just for Ontario citizens, but for the northeastern United States, if there's a pandemic, because they want to make sure people can't travel so they can maximize the control over the population. Because, of course, the pumps require electricity for them to pump gasoline.
Well, again, my friend, LoneLantern.org, the Lone Lantern Society. This is where we stand up. This is where we're setting up chapters all over the world.
Right.
We're setting up chapters in colleges across the world, universities, students, people who are passionate. We don't require anything to join, but a passion to share the truth and a passion to spread this message of hope. See, there is hope. There is
absolutely
hope
in fact,
all this darkness. And that message of hope is that we are going to restore the nation that we all love, that we depend on. We're going to restore it to its glory.
Absolutely. And people don't realize, they should realize that America has a duality of character now. It has this evil, insane character that's been brought out by people like Rumsfeld and Bush. But it also is the one which is a light for liberty and justice around the world. And that reputation is being trashed right now. And there's, and if you lose America, world, whether you're living in Australia, Europe, or elsewhere, it's going to become a very dark world and dirty deed, because the only thing, the only bulwark against the final steps to create a new world order is America. If you take down America, let me tell you, there's nothing left to stop them. That's why straight in the crosshair is the American citizen, the American's guns, the American's right to refuse vaccines that will cause damage to their health, the American's right to protect their own property, the American's right to have jobs and food that's non-toxic. If you take away the light and the power of America, and people say, oh, no, I'm over in Europe, I'm elsewhere. No. This is the reason why when you have America becoming evil and doing deals with China and transferring technology like neutron weapons with Dr. Cohen there present, while George Bush Sr. literally passes neutron weapon technology directly to the Communist Chinese People's Republican Army. How obscene is that? It's called traitory. Treachery and traitory.
These are
traitors, and they have created a system, a matrix of control that feeds into the global transnational corporations and their plan for hegemony.
See, another aspect of these things is that, you know, the religious right that follow lockstep with the Bush administration, the religious right who, just because Bush stood in a studio and he said that his most influential person in his life was Jesus Christ,
yeah, right.
Now they think that this guy is holier than thou because he invokes the name of Jesus and he prays. You know what? I don't believe it for one second. From the actions I see these people taking part in, going to Bohemian Grove and doing mock sacrifices to 50-foot stone owls.
Well, actually, I'm going to make a very minor correction, but it's my dark and twisted sense of humor. He prays, but it's P-R-E-Y.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
He prays, P-R-E-Y.
He sure does pray.
He's a predator, just like the other monsters that are backing him.
And that,
Richard
and,
Pearl and Wolfowitz and Jeb Bush and all the other monsters wrote the PNAC document and planned 9/11. That's why he said all these lies. He's not even a good liar. About, you know, oh, I saw the airplane going into the building and all this foolishness. This is unacceptable. This is foolishness. This is lies. And in any other decade, they would have impeached this president already. Why has he not been impeached? Why?
Look, it goes, a lot of people can misconstrue this conversation we're having, this dialogue that we're having, as being, you know, anti-Bush, anti-Republican. It goes deeper than that. It goes broader than that. The scale of this thing, like I said, it goes deeper than the Bush family and the administration.
Oh, of course. Well, let's look at Rupert Murdoch having weekly dinners with Hillary Rotten Clinton and planning, of course, her launch as the female presidential candidate for the Democrats. I mean,
on the cover, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but on the cover of the Chicago Tribune, there was a picture of Hillary Clinton sitting next to Mayor Daley.
Right.
It just looked so sneaky and sly. She was kind of like just leaning over, giving him a little whisper in his ear. You know, it was just reminiscent of how his father had delivered votes for Kennedy and ensured Kennedy's election so many years ago.
Yeah.
You know, these people are generational
scourges.
Monsters. They're passing on this legacy of corruption, you know, to their children, and you can see that clearly through the Bush administration, from Prescott to Bush Senior to Bush Junior.
Well, what I'm hoping to for people listening, if you're on the dark side, there's room to always move to the light, because you've got to realize you're not at the end of the menu; you're at the front because you've already sold out. If you are in a special opera delta and doing wrong things, if you're in the military, if you're in doing support technology for satellites, yeah, if you're out there supporting writing articles for these, which are in many newspapers and journalism across the country, you need to realize that selling out is destroying not only your country, but your future and your own welfare. And you might think, oh, you'll be okay because you've sold out, you're going to be fine. No. In fact, you're a greater liability. And I remember talking to one gentleman who was having a nervous breakdown as a former Navy SEAL in Colorado Springs years ago, and he was telling me how every moment he goes anywhere, he's always tracked. because these men can walk into a building and with a dinner fork, they can take over the building. Now, if someone has skill sets, I call it, you don't want those people around unless you have control of them. The same way as computer engineers that know about satellite encryption technologies and so on, these guys are constantly tracked. And the way that one of my CIA friends says, the only way you can quit the CIA or NSA is to be double-tapped in the chest and the heart. That's how you're fired.
Yeah.
You're never really fired. You always have a pager. In fact, these guys carry their pager around, and they had a transponder in the back of their trunk and so on, so they could always dial up and phone somebody by special secure lines that wasn't a regular phone system. They always had to have these around because they were on a tether. They're on a choke chain. So this isn't funny, people. You need to wake up. The matrix they're making is going to kill you and destroy you and your family first, not last. You're first on the menu. You're an hors d'oeuvre for the New World Order. You need to buck up, get a backbone, smarten up, stand up, speak up. Otherwise, you're going to be silenced real soon. You'll be shackled in those rail cars. You'll receive a lethal injection or a knockdown agent or hit with a non-lethal weapon, they call it, which is will still kill you, by the way. It's not very non-lethal.
You know,
and they need to be realized that the plans are in any way even worse for the police and the sellouts who think that they're going to be able to do this and get away. You're not. You're not going to get away.
The other great tragedy is that our young soldiers, the ones who have joined the military voluntarily,
right,
who are fighting and dying and bleeding and for this country, these
right
are the people that our boys on the front lines love our country so much, and they are being systematically poisoned with depleted uranium.
Absolutely.
And
tainted vaccines with squalene that gives you lupus, and also mycoplasma fermentans that gives you cancer and brain damage, all on purpose, purposeful.
They are systematically killing the people who are there to stand up for us.
Right, and that's the reason why is we have foreign mercs on American soil. I talked to Colonel Craig Roberts, the forward placement facility in Freeport, Bahamas, the underground facilities under Kansas City and elsewhere around the country for the communist Chinese and the Russians and CIS nations. They have sleeper agents all over the place. They're training them with American equipment, airplanes, jets. They fly German and Norwegian crews fly jets over American soil fully armed with active weapons and full ordnances on their aircraft when they fly over American soil. Why? How can they walk around with fully automatic weapons and advanced 50 caliber machine guns, and yet American citizens are barred from having these to protect their own territory?
Huh.
It's because they plan on taking it from us all. That's
the
fact.
I want to tell all of the people listening, I want you to go to lonelantern.org. I want you to take a stand against this tyranny. I want you to join with me and the hundreds and soon to be thousands, then millions of people who are going to take back this nation and this world for the common person.
Absolutely.
That is what we are doing.
And we're not talking about people that are entertained by the horror of this. I'm not doing this for entertainment. You're not. We're walking dead people. If you are afraid of death, don't do this, because you need to find out the reason and deep in your guts to realize the only way you're going to stay alive and your family's going to have a future is if you aren't afraid to die for the truth. That's the only way you can stay alive.
See,
and you've
got
to eat your fear, otherwise you will not survive this horror that's coming.
See, I have an insurance policy, and it's written in the Word of God.
Right.
And I put my trust and my faith in Jesus Christ and God above to protect me through these times. See, these are not simple times. These are not simple things we're asking people to do.
Right.
And I know that God is over all this. He's over all these corrupt people. And
sure,
he's my power source. Okay.
But he's asking us to stand in the gap. He knows that he will not permit us to be cast from him, but we're going to go through a lot if we aren't willing to stand up. And yes, we'll go through quite a bit. Some of us will go to captivity, like it says in the Bible. Some will die by the sword. But some of us are going to survive because we're going to be willing to stand up and fight. and there won't be a remnant of a nation left. There won't be a remnant of a people or a world left if we don't stand up now. And this is not, I had one gentleman who called me not long ago, a few months ago, and he was an advanced technician for Aurora spacecraft, which are ones that fly between here and the moon and our base on Mars. And I also was done once certified atomic level 3 for deep underground military bases with all these weird advanced technologies and trillions of dollars spent on them. But he said, well, you should have got me 2 years ago because it's, you know, it's too late now. I said, it's never too late. If the big blue machine, if the people inside the big blue machine throw in the seeds of truth, the gears will lock right up. It can't operate without our acceptance. It's just like the beasts cannot eat our flesh unless we willingly give it to them.
Exactly. And you,
they can't do it.
You're making the point. See, it will not work if we do not participate.
Right. If we just say, you know what? Hell no. Like when they tried 3 years ago and a half to try to force all doctors to take the smallpox vaccine because it was part of Tommy Thompson's plan, they were given an edict to give all the doctors, and you're going to step up, Doc, and take your vaccine. We all said, hell no, send us to prison. We're not going. Take our practices, shove us in prison. You're not going to have a damn doctor left in the country. And guess what they said? I guess we reconsider after about a week or so of us saying no. There were a couple of good doobie doctors that took the vaccine and promptly died of heart attacks and strokes. Because if you had silent vascular disease and you're a male in your 50s or 40s, you promptly died. That's what people need to wake up. They need to realize the pathway of acquiescence and passivity is a pathway to death. It's the death not only of themselves, their families, their nation, and all living things on this earth and their world, because these maniacs think that, for example, a nuclear war is fully survivable if they lose 20 to 50 million Americans. They have a policy called PDD 60. They've had in place since President Clinton in the early 90s. They've actually re-signed on it with this current presidency, so it doesn't matter if it's a Democratic or Republican, that they'll take 20 to 50 million dead Americans before they even consider a counterstrike, which is one of the things that held the Russians at bay for all those years. And they have many, many other nations now that can proliferate, that can hit America with weapons, or already have nukes in place because we have no screening whatsoever for nuclear materials coming into America. One of the things
and you constantly hear that, you know, the ports are wide open, you know, and then there's that whole thing about the Arab countries.
In Wapo, you're talking about the one in Newport and Freeport, Bahamas, where they're actually where they have Chinese People's Republican Army literally screening and don't want to have U.S. customs agents looking at material coming in and actually screening the property to make sure they're not carrying a full-size mega nuke inside of these containers. If that isn't crazy, it's unbelievable. It's disgusting. There's not even where rage is not a good enough, strong enough word for what I feel. And you people up in Canada and elsewhere in Britain, don't get smug. They've got plans for you. They plan on sticking things, bad things in your big cities like Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver and Calgary and Edmonton and elsewhere and in London, England, Leeds and all these other big cities. They have plans in Australia and Perth and Canberra and in Europe and France and so on, just like all the burning that they incited this with the so-called riots in France with the Islamic peoples. All of this has been engineered and war-gamed right out.
It's called psychological operations.
Exactly, PSYOPs. It's all PSYOPs, just like Columbine, like all of these things. And, of course, people need to realize the police state is what their goal is. Their goal is not just Iraq.
9/11, they planned that thing. They were waiting for that thing to give them the reason to implement their policies of the Patriot Act to start loading up their guns to go to war, to start confiscating different, you know, parcels of the Middle East and implementing the New World Order, you know, democracy here and there and there. It's the march of the police state right after 9/11. By the way, the website for the conference,
right,
going to be in Chicago, June 2nd through the 4th. Do whatever you can to get to this conference. Okay, if you're living in the Midwest, if you're living anywhere, start a caravan of people and come and join and communicate and network with the people who are sharing and spreading the truth. I will be there. You can meet me personally. There will be many other people. Anyway, the website is 911revealingthetruth.org.
911revealingthetruth.org. And that's really important. And we have another conference coming up in Los Angeles, I think, 24th and 25th. I think it's a Saturday, Sunday. But this conference is very important. You need to get all the information. It's not just dealing with 9/11. 9/11 was the watershed incident. I was a personal doctor taking care of the munitions forensic team that came back from Fort Carson from the Murrah building. And one of the five gentlemen that was a military special op told me that a nervous breakdown, that the building was radioactive because they removed two micro-nukes that were unexploded in the C4 pineapple, were checking all the debris, and if they'd even took a quarter of an ounce of radioactive debris away, they were told that they were going to kill them, and they would never be, their families would never know what happened. So that he wanted me to check them for radiation exposure, and for the next 2 hours and a quarter, he gave me great detail of how those bombs were placed by special wacko units of the FBI and ATF. The same way as the buildings were shut down in New York for so-called security checks for months before the 9/11 catastrophes because they were putting controlled munitions in the building. In my context, have told me they were placed by special nuclear division units of the Israeli Mossad and Russian GRU that were involved directly in placing those controlled ferrite and micro-nuke munitions in the course of debris. They would haul the debris away to fresh kills and other places to China before it could be analyzed, and there is some debris left. In fact, at IUP, there apparently is some debris left that was actually kept there, and they need to get some chemical tests on it because I'm certain that building was cut up with ferrite charges that were placed inside
the
building.
I've heard thermite?
Thermite charges, and the thermite basically will cut right through steel easily, so it just collapses. And you know that building, that's why the scientist... Dr. Jones will be there, I believe at your talk, talking specifically of the physics about, you know, this basically was an implosion. It fell faster than you'd expect even in a vacuum. It had to be an implosive event.
Yeah, if people who are tuning into the show, what we're talking about is that 9/11, we're talking about a lot of different things here.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
But 9/11 itself, it only on television, it through the propaganda box, it appeared as these planes hit the tower, and they did. Planes definitely went into the towers, but that those planes, jet fuel, dear my goodness, the jet fuel caused these buildings to collapse. I don't think so. You can see these huge plumes of fire. That's the jet fuel being expelled and ignited right there on impact.
Yeah, it expelled out of the building. I mean, it was gone in seconds. It's not going to warm steel up to the temperature where it'll melt. It was 1,000 degrees too cold. And it's certainly not going to melt steel with covered with 2 inches of high fiber, the highest density asbestos in the world in any structure. It's just ridiculous.
I was recently on Mancow's Morning Madhouse, and we had a debate about this whole thing. And they had a guy going in the background saying, oh, my dad, you know, he was the inventor of the fireproofing, and the fireproofing was blown off. And, you know, they're trying to sell this lie, continually push this lie to the public. When, in fact, you see, those buildings, like you just said, it was not hot enough to melt.
No, people were standing in the holes within minutes afterward, looking out the building before it collapsed. They were actually standing in the holes. It had to reach 3,000 degrees almost in order to melt the steel. No, it didn't happen. The fuel was long gone. The holes were cold. The building was imploded. It didn't pancake down due to mechanical stressors. It was blown up with controlled munitions. You could see the squibs blowing out from the building as it was literally boom, 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 blowing out. This was a controlled demolition.
There is a DVD that is available on my website for a fee. For a donation, okay, it's called September 11th, Evidence to the Contrary. On that same DVD is also the famed documentary Loose Change, the second edition, as well as Painful Deceptions.
Right.
This is a 9/11 DVD that has three films and so much information to... See, I encourage the duplication of this DVD. Take it to DVD reproduction houses. Burn copies of it. Pass it out. But this DVD has so much information that's so incriminating on... Not just the media for ignoring the facts and covering up the story with the official story.
Yeah, they're covering up the truth with their official lies.
Exactly. there are so many different parties who are guilty for 9/11, and here we are chasing a boogeyman in the middle of a desert, thousands of miles from home. When the perpetrators are on our soil.
Well, Dick Cheney operated from a bunker. We can see that. I mean, this is a fact. Certainly, here's a magical trick. You got a gentleman that's dying of renal failure that was in the American hospital in Bahrain months before. Somehow, he's so powerful, like a wizard. He's more powerful than Sauron of the trilogy of the Three Ring. And here he is, able to make our NORAD stand down. Able to make jets go at such a low speed they almost fell out of the sky, so they didn't even scramble to go to the area to intercept commercial jetliners going to major populated skyscrapers, the White House, and the Capitol building, which could have decapitated the government. This is not acceptable. This is bull.
The controlled demolition is only one aspect of this entire cover-up.
Absolutely.
Like you just mentioned, the speed of the planes traveling, the Pentagon. Okay, I've spoken to people who were on that highway, who were there, and they did not see a plane fly across, okay?
Of course not.
Because it was
a cruise missile. A cruise missile hit there. And, in fact, I talked to someone who actually later had evidence that they had found actually an engine of a cruise missile in it. There was no engines from a large commercial airliner or military airliner. There was no evidence whatsoever of numbered machine parts, which all machine parts have to be numbered and taken off of a jet if it flies more than so many miles. No, that was all lies. I mean, it was absolutely a complete sham, the entire Pentagon thing, and it literally hit the side of the Pentagon that was already hardened with Kevlar windows and titanium girders just 2 weeks before it was completed by a British subcontractor.
Yeah, and what about the videotapes? What about the videotapes from the hotel, the gas station? What about... The Department of Transportation, videotapes that would clearly show beyond a shadow of a doubt if their official lie is true, release the tapes. And
yeah, well, exactly. Not only that, the laws of physics don't change in that time space. To now, steel melts at more than 1,000 degrees colder when it's not going to happen. And in fact, if they had truly had a jetliner, it wouldn't have stopped at that E-ring. It would have kept on going and killed many more people if it was a true jetliner going in there. And the wingspan alone would have taken a lot more off the top and the sides there, a much larger hole. It's all a lie. The whole thing is a lie. And we've got to basically start proceedings to start impeaching this government. We need a constitutional conference to reform the Union of America. We need to start moving on getting rid of the Federal Reserve. We need to start cleaning house. And now is the time to start doing it, because the next things they're going to do, they plan a nuclear war against Iran. They plan counterstrikes with bombs going off in U.S. cities. The weaponized avian flu is coming, and I'm to deference of anyone else who wants to say otherwise, I'll come on their program, do their conference, and I'll come up with the facts and show to them that this is a weaponized virus ready to be used to shove the chip in everybody and take everybody's liberty. They have plans for depleted uranium that's going to circle the planet, destroy our health, and reduce the population. All of these things are planned to take away your rights and your liberty. Their primary goal is you, not the Iraqis, not the Afghanistanis, and not the Iranians. It's the American citizen, it's the Canadian citizen, it's the European citizen, it's the Australian citizen that will support the hegemony to take the resources from these people like Goldfinger to make sure that oil doesn't get on the market, to make sure oil hits $120, $150 a barrel, to make sure it's $2,000 in oil, an ounce gold, because they want to take your assets, they want to crash your economy, they want to take your job, and they want to put you in shackles and either take your life or put you in a forced concentration labor camp. That's what their intention is.
My friend, my listeners out there, if this is something that you want to fight, if this is something that you want to stand up against, if you want to start a chapter of the Lone Lantern Society in your town, in your county, in your country, you go to the website, lonelantern.org, send me an email. I will personally reply. You can fill out a membership application. We will get the ball rolling. We will start this thing. We are going to be victorious. Bottom line.
Absolutely. We have no choice. This is a situation now where we have no choice. We are either victorious or we see the end of civilization as we know it. We've not given any more grace now. This is the end of the road. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show.
And what we're talking about here, this is not some type of some television lie. This isn't what you see on TV. That is the lie. That is the propaganda that they're feeding and brainwashing you. Okay.
I call it the propaganda.
Exactly. See, we are here to reveal these lies in order to restore, rebuild, and reclaim our lives, our sovereignty, our republic, our flag, and our constitution. These things we're talking about, they're grim and they're dark, and it's not easy to look at these truths because they are dark truths. But there is a silver lining at the end of the road. And if you stand up with the rest of us, we will be victorious, my friend.
Absolutely. And the thing is, people need to realize that we only need a tiny minority of the people who are willing to stand up fearlessly, challenge this, and say no. And guess what? They'll just stop. I mean, literally, if 5% of the American public, especially those who are in positions of authority and power, the medical doctors, the police, the military, the special op, the support staff, all of these people, literally the people that write articles in journals and in newspapers and online and do television, radio, and they just stand up, guess what? It'll be over tomorrow. It'll be relatively a bloodless coup where we return to a constitutional republic where the value of a citizen cannot be taken away by the majority. That's the difference. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. Let's get that straight. It's the only republic on earth. We want to turn every democracy on earth into a republic because we do not want to have the majority take away the rights of anyone.
And the thing is the Bill of Rights and the liberty, our God-given liberties, cannot be voted away.
Absolutely.
They are inalienable rights. Endowed by the Creator, okay? They cannot be voted away. Remember that.
Absolutely. And that's the whole basis. In fact, if you look at the Ninth Amendment, it talks about that fact, that all of your rights flow out of that right that was given to you by the Creator of the universe. And if you don't accept that, that's the basis for all our rights. That's the basis why the unborn, why the senior citizen, why the person of different religion or color has absolutely the same rights as everyone else. And without that, no one has any rights. Just like Bonhoeffer said in the Second World War. They came for this group and that group, and eventually he didn't speak up. There was no one left to speak up. So what he's basically saying with his dialogue is that we need to speak up now for those people that died in 9/11. We need to speak up for those young babies that were in those nurseries in Oklahoma City that they knew when they were being brought there that day that they... A senior federal judge received a call to make sure he didn't show up for work at the Murrah building. But those babies died. Those people died in that building, those federal agents that were there, those people that were federal workers that were told to go to work that day, they died. They weren't given any grace or help. And, of course, what's going to happen next? Will it be Chicago? Will it be Atlanta? Will it be Los Angeles, where they'll blow up nukes so that they can completely crush and bring down America? And believe me, don't think you're smug up in Canada, Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver, because they need to do something on your soil and the soil in Britain, whether it's Manchester or London or in Australia or over in Europe or in Asia. They're going to do these things to make sure they bring you down too, because they have intentions to enslave everyone. The model nation is China. China has mobile killing vans. They go around with these killing vans, pick you up, tissue type your organs, whip them out of you, stick them in containers, ship them to rich businessmen in Europe and America so they can transplant your organs so nothing's, quote, left to waste after you are a political dissident against their totalitarian regime. Why are we dealing with these countries? Why are we trading with them? It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, and people in America continue to walk through those glass revolving doors and get their low price guarantee at Walmart, and then Walmart's using RFID chips and tags on all their products. Okay, Walmart, and then Walmart goes and starts setting up manufacturing facilities in a country that abuses their people to that level.
Well, they're polluting that country like crazy. What they're doing with their people is they have thousands and hundreds of thousands of farmers and rural people as they move their businesses up to the countryside, and they're having gangs with the machine guns, and these people are coming at them with farm implements, and the farmers are winning because by the thousands they're willing to walk into a spray of bullets to kill the thugs that are trying to crush them and take their property. And so we have on the verge of a revolution in China that will pale the revolution back in the late 1940s that was, quote, the revolution of Mao. We have a revolution of the peasantry, which make the majority of the population, and they're not going to tolerate having all of their property taken away. And we need to be praying and supporting the people in China that are being crushed by their own government at the acceptance of U.S. corporations and foreign corporations like Yahoo, IBM, and all these other companies like
Google. And the funny money that we spend in Walmart supports that system.
Absolutely. We support the continued hegemony where they can have people that have one page of the Bible or have one paper they pass out that's a political dissident, quote, against the Chinese government, and they end up in a prison, get tissue typed, and their eyes and their kidneys get whipped out of them or their heart, and they ended up literally thrown in the garbage heap, what's left of their body. This is what kind of world we have.
You know, I know it's not an easy task. When you say, well, okay, what, you don't want me to buy anything made in China? Look, it's not easy because they've surrounded us with all the consumer goods. Everything's made in China now. You try to find something made in America.
Yeah, try to find Christmas decorations there. Try to buy a toaster. Try to buy any good under $200. And it was an actual plan put in place in the 1970s when Nixon went over there to discuss this whole idea, and the globalists, you used them basically as their patsy boy to go over and say, this is the deal we have, China will transfer all our jobs and currency, but we'll control your country. And, of course, the Queen and the royals and the Carlyle Group ordered the Chinese to privatize the largest construction companies in the world in China, and guess who bought them? Carlyle Group. So they now own the largest construction companies on the planet, so they're profiting by transferring all of their jobs and technology to China while they rip and tear and destroy their country, kill their people, and take away our jobs and our liberty and completely deindustrialize North America. It's ridiculous.
Can you remind the people who are listening who's on the board at the Carlyle Group?
Yeah, well, we have the Queen Victoria, we have the George Bush Sr., we have the Bin Laden family. I mean, look at that trinity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And these are the same people that planned the London underground bombings, which, of course, were clearly placed by by British military-grade munitions, and they were placed under the trains, not in the trains. All of these things, again, this is their 9/11, just like they had a 3/11 attack in Spain, all planned to bring down these nations to say, yes, you must give your liberty for security. And you know, it says it right there in the Bible. It says they shall say peace and security, and then destruction shall come upon them suddenly. You have to understand that these ancient peoples and ancient seers and prophets, being a prophet is actually just the nature of being a human being. We're known to know when a volcano is coming, when an earthquake comes, just like animals do. Only man is the higher. We're created in the image of our Creator God of the universe. We know that disaster is coming upon our people and our world. And these people are trying to steal our heritage, our future generations of all human beings, and our liberty. They're trying to steal what our destiny is, which is to travel out to the stars, to have extended lifespans of hundreds or thousands of years, to live in a peaceful world, in a peaceful galaxy. No, they want to create a total catastrophe so that they can crush us and turn most of the Earth into a game park for the elite. That's what their intention is.
Well, and they're doing it. And
they're doing it, and we're going to stop it. We're going to stop it. We will absolutely stop
it. You had mentioned that it only takes a minority of people to stand up. I mean, if you take a look around the political landscape of America today, you have these isolated pockets of these special interest groups that all they do is scream and shout that they're being discriminated against for this reason, for that reason, or whatever. And what happens? They get their way because all they do is scream and shout.
Right.
And if you really looked at the numbers of how many people they are compared to the rest of the population, they're getting a lot done. They are getting a lot done. They're changing a lot of things in this country.
Absolutely. They're changing for their own interest. But the fact is they're not changing for the interest of all Americans. If we don't move everything for the security, safety, and liberty of all Americans, then nothing can move forward. We have to move beyond the boundaries of sex, religion, color, country of origin, whatever. And we have to make sure that there's rational immigration, not this irrational craziness. If you went as an American to Mexico, do you think you could walk in there and deliver a baby or ask for Social Security or do all kinds of employment things without proving that you had the income to support yourself while you're in Mexico? They don't mind you coming in if you're a rich gringo, as long as you have enough money to take care of yourself. But you go over there as, let's say, a penniless immigrant to Mexico and see how long and how well you get treated.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Now, we need to help those countries. What they've done is we have a narco-terrorist, Vicente Fox, who runs Mexico for the globalists and the New York and the banking cartels of the money laundering banks with the State Department, the DEA, the FBI, and all the other agencies working lockstep to make certain that the illegal drugs get into America to fund $250 billion worth of black op projects that are not under the scrutiny of the Congress and the Senate. That's the real crux of it. They have a continuous money bag flowing in to fund these weird projects, underground cities, off-world bases, colonies, space technologies, human hybridizations, mind control technologies, non-lethal weapons, all the other things that are the substance of a matrix.
Look what they're doing with genetics. They're growing ears on the back of mice. Okay? Human ears on the back of mice. They're putting human brain cells into the brains of developing mice fetuses.
Right. And what they're trying to do, what they want to do, is create a subhuman race. They're doing it with fluoride. They're doing it with GMO foods. I talked some years ago to a technologist, and this is their actual plan. They want, let's say in 2025, for all food to be grown in big gray buildings, 90 stories high, a quarter mile wide, and 2 miles long. That the environment has deteriorated so no food could be grown outside anymore. That you have domed cities where there is a reasonable climate control of the residual population. And all the food, literally no animals are grown anymore. They're literally meat grown on rollers. Genetically engineered fruit no longer grown on trees but in beds of cellulose through genetic engineering with genes from multiple phyla genera and from bacteria, humans, to all kinds of genes transposed into the food that will not support normal human life, that will speed cancer and diseases and shorten human lifespan dramatically.
Well, I mean, look how they're doing the crossbreeding of genetic crossbreeding of different plants. And these genetically modified foods, they're taking, you know, like a genetic code from a fruit fly and putting it into a banana because they want the banana to be resistant to bacteria.
That's really crazy. And the thing is that those infrared signals called phonon Maser waves, when the body sees them, the cells are intelligent. They will not invaginate around that microparticle and pull it in. They will not actively transport those nutrients, so the cell literally starves. It's no different than food that the United Nations brought into these third world countries where the people are starving to death. When they knew there were GMO crops, they let them rot in the docks. That's what your cells do. It cannot absorb GMO nutrients. Also, it can't absorb food properly that's been microwaved. It can't absorb nutrients that have at least with toxins. People need to start realizing that we're going to have a massive implosion of the population, a massive increase in organic brain damage, a massive increase in fertility, a massive increase in autoimmune and diseases and cancer, because we won't speak up. You know, it says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. You need to ask. You need to stand up. And only the brave take the future. Only the brave take the future, not the cowards.
My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
what we're doing. We don't want you to perish. We want you to be wise and strong and be able to make solid decisions based on the information that is presented to you for your survival, for the survival of your family, for the survival of your offspring, for the survival of your country, your countrymen. It sounds redundant because you hear it all the time in the mainstream press and the TV. It's all about education, all about education. Well, you know what? In this case, it is. Because the education that is on my site and a plethora of other sites that are truth-seeking websites,
right,
that is the education that you should be feeding yourself to inform yourself against these lies and manipulations and propaganda machines that are being spit out through,
right,
the printed paper from different media services through the propaganda box that sits in your living room right now.
Absolutely, and in fact, I just your Lone Lantern site is just amazing. I mean, what you've done here multimedia-wise. And if you go, for example, to the video store, if you look at the Lone Lantern, it shows the camera swing around to the back of this young gentleman who's had his head shaved like my son recently did because he thought it was cool. And you look, and they have a chip in the back of his neck. The product is you. That's what they're doing.
I got that from adbusters.com.
Right.
It's a short little video clip. If you click on the video collections page, there's over 50 streaming video downloads. You can download them yourself, put them on your computer, share them. You can email links to people. I mean, we can utilize the power and harness the power of electronic communication like never in the history of the world.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing what you have here. You've got an amazing array of support. That's why we need to also support you in your function by financially as well. We have here, for example, evidence to the contrary. Redux 2006, September 11th from Lone Lantern's Wind Tunnel Studios, and that's what you've been putting forward. We've got Mr. Galloway and others say no to war in Iraq. We've got the end of suburbia, oil depletion, and the collapse of the American dream. We've got The Greatest Lie Ever Told, 9/11 by Anthony Hilder. We've got Orwell Rolls in His Grave. We've got The Illuminati featuring David Icke. We've got The Phenomena, The Lost Archives, Monopoly Men. I mean, it's just remarkable. And the resources people can find out and get informed is to tell people, please don't believe anything that we say. Become informed. This is not an optional thing anymore. This is not optional. I was shoved, pushed, kicked, and beaten up every time I would stand up for the truth as an occupational doctor in Colorado. Trying to take care of our troops came back from the first Gulf War, threatened that if I did further heavy metal testing on them, I would be threatened with being fired or worse. I said, what's worse? And they said, how about dead? I said, you don't threaten me. You might threaten someone else. You don't threaten me. I am not Mr. Wimp.
You know what's amazing is, I've been studying this stuff for almost 12 years now. And when I first was introduced to this information, it was so overwhelming. I was late in my teenage years. I was still, I was just graduating from high school, and being awoken at that age was so difficult to handle.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, it will be overwhelming, but guess what? Just like it's terrible when you have a relative or a friend that dies, realize that you need to be struck with grief in order for you to change your way of life. If you have a friend that dies of a heart attack and you're 45 years of age and you're smoking and drinking like a fish and not taking care of your health, wake up, because you are going to die soon. In the same way, if we don't wake up and we're going through a process of grief and anger and frustration and being overwhelmed, you need to be overwhelmed, citizens, as you listen to this, whether you're Americans, Canadians, Europeans, Asians, Indians, Pakistanis, Chinese, you need to wake up everywhere on earth, because they got a plan for each one of you that differs in each country, but the eventual objective is you are the product, just like you have on your video here. They plan to do you in each country in their own particular way.
Yeah, they, like I said earlier, you know, Mikey Sklar, this voluntary slave, implanting himself with a microchip. Okay, they are turning they want everyone to voluntarily submit to becoming a beast of the field. No different than the cattle rancher who injects his cattle heads with the microchip. No different than the veterinarian who injects the dogs and the cats with these chips, and now those control groups have succeeded. The technology works. Let's move it up to the humans. Let's put it in them. Let's give these people in Spain at the Baja Beach Club. Oh, this is a great one. Put chips in these people because they want to be trendy, hip, and cool, so they can go to the bar and they can buy drinks and rounds for all their friends and be the
They can just go in the bathing suit and walk up to the bar and just swing their hand over and get to their locker and get lots of booze and run up their account and whatever.
Yeah, that's the socially popular, cool thing to have the chip in the Baja Beach Club. And then it's just going to grow from there. Then you have this family in Florida taking the microchip because they're afraid. Oh, ever since 9/11, you should hear this family, the Jacobs family out of Florida. They're terrified after 9/11. Well, we need to take microchips because we want to support our government. And then there's people out in Mexico. The Mexican parliament members and members of their government are taking microchips. Members of the royal family are taking microchips. This is becoming a socially acceptable thing to do.
Yeah, and people need to realize there's a couple of really interesting twists in this. I've had Dr. Nick Begich on it. I've also talked to other experts. What they are doing is that they can biocode the non-lethal signals to scalar frequencies, in fact, based on your DNA. And if they have your DNA code, if they have your blood and they have your DNA code and they have your ID, which has your DNA code as part of the numbered system in the world ID, they can biocode a signal to harm you individually, to affect and dial into you individually, to track where you are. In fact, their plan, and I've got this from my contact that gave me this in 98, they want to make sure they can get down the reading and the triangulation of these chips down to a cubic meter. They can know where you are on the planet right down to the 3 2-digit codes, which is a 6. The 6 codes, which are the numbers for your tissue type, and your birth date, year, month, day. So 666, they got you. They got your DNA, they know where you are, and they know your birth date. And if they have all this information, that's an opening code for your entire database, your retinal scan, your digital fingerprints, your facial biometrics, all of this uploaded, your library card records, everything you buy or sell, everywhere you've been, what organizations you belong to. They have a running database called the Total Information Awareness Network, the Matrix, the Project Echelon, the World ID, and they've been sharing this data with countries for decades. It's not like invent it.
It's none of their business.
None of their damn business.
None of their business.
None, period. In fact, the only way to have liberty is to have privacy. And I hear all this garbage about HIPAA. HIPAA came out of Hillary Rodham Clinton's nastiness back in the early 90s trying to put a national health plan. Well, that national health plan has a lot of side effects, even though they didn't get their health plan in. They shoved in this so-called privacy and records, which is more garbage. Doctors always had privacy and records. What they did now is that you couldn't even talk to a patient's relatives about somebody had to, and there was always fear. But the relatives could still interfere even though you told the patients and you had privacy, so you couldn't even talk to them. They could still file complaints. They could still do other things, the relatives. So it became an insane situation in healthcare. And, of course, what it does is it puts all this into a database, so not only is that database shared with other countries like Interpol, with Canada, Europe, and elsewhere, your data becomes on the open market. They can get anywhere, can hack, and they can data mine it. They can data mine your data on everything from your genetics and your predisposition to illness to your finances to your habits to everything you do and color code you and decide where you're going to go. Are you color coded black? That means you're dead. Color coded red? You might be dead shortly. Color coded blue? You're going to be put in a re-education camp. Green? You're cool.
You know,
they're all ready to do this. If you don't think that they're ready, you're a fool.
There's
just the way it is.
There's a movie that is going to be released this summer, and it's the name of the film is called America from Freedom to Fascism.
Right.
This film, I've already seen it three times. I've had the privilege of screening this film in different locations around Chicago. The response from the people after the screening is has just been one of just, well, once they are educated by the information in this film, they want to make change.
Passionate revulsion is what they should feel.
Yeah.
Passionate revulsion for literally the monstrosities that parade themselves as our rulers and leaders doing good for us, that have planned to have us literally for dinner.
The film has a website. It's www.freedomtofascism.com.
Freedomtofascism.com. That's a great title.
Freedomtofascism.com. The film is directed and written by Aaron Russo, who is responsible for the fame of Bette Midler, responsible for bringing Led Zeppelin to America. He's responsible for the film Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. His works are surrounded by Emmys and Oscars and Tony Awards. I mean, this man is an accredited and respected filmmaker. This film is going to rock America. It's going to be released July 4th, around July 4th, from what I've gathered. What I want the people listening, what I want them to do is contact their local theaters. Start calling the local theaters now and ask them to carry this film. Ask them, demand that this film be showed. Now, on LoneLantern.org, if you click on you can actually view video that I personally shot from one of the screenings of this film. The screening was in St. Charles, Illinois. It was at a beautiful, beautiful classic theater called the Arcata Theater. Over 600 people were in attendance. Aaron Russo was there. Bob Schultz from the We the People Congress was there. Fred Smart was also there. They spoke before the film. Aaron Russo spoke and did question and answer after the film. Now, if you click lonelantern.org/freedomtofascism.html, I'll repeat that, www.lonelantern.org/freedomtofascism.html, you can watch the video. It's about 60 minutes of that screening. You can see Aaron Russo discussing the film, taking questions and answers. You could see Bob Schultz talking. If you have difficulty, because we do get such a tremendous amount of traffic on our site that the film doesn't start right away, you can also go to Google Video. Just type in Freedom to Fascism in the search box in Google Video, and it'll start streaming there. Just click on the video box that says Now is the Time.
Yeah, and this is what's amazing about the Internet. And they can't crash it, because if they do, all of our finances, all of our stores, all of our banking system works on the same system. There will be no world economy. It'll go.
Yep.
And so it's so integrated. And the thing is, they've created a hypernet that's super high speed now. It's 100,000 megabytes per second. They have connected from the universities on the East Coast right through Champaign, Illinois, and University of California, Berkeley. All of these things are going on, but they have plans to completely change the Internet, too, and they also want to be able to block communications and control it. They want to have, sub-licenses. You need to speak up now to stop all of these things, because all of these things are not to put the crosshairs on the Iraqis or the Afghanistanis or the Iranians. It's on you. It's on the American citizen. It's on the Canadian. It's on the European. It's basically on anybody, anywhere, Chinese, Indian. Everywhere there is a plan to bring in your version of the New World Order, and you need to start rising up and raising up the issues that are in your country, your state, your part of the world, because this is a war that's just starting here, but it needs to spread. The information and the spiritual war. It's not just an info war. It's a spiritual war. It has to be a war of gut-wrenching passion. You have to feel a physical revulsion to what's going on.
It starts with you, the listener. It starts
absolutely
when it, the information you're hearing today that's coming into your ears, and all this, all these different facts and truths that we're sharing with you right now. Think about it. If you're new to this stuff and it sounds like a bunch of hogwash, hey, that's fine if you want to think that, but do the work and the research for yourself.
Yeah, don't just deny it and say I don't want to know that. That's information I don't want to know. If you don't want to know it, here's what you will know, and I'm just going to draw it all over for you. First off, take the area of your finances. The American dollar has dropped 46% of its value in the last 2 years. If you don't concern yourself about that, the stock market isn't at X number of, you know, points. It's less than half that. That's the real stock market. If you look at the price of gold, it's going through the ceiling. Pretty soon, the farmers won't be able to plant crops. If you listen to Sidney Williams, the expert on world oil, there's no such thing as shortage of oil deposits in the ground. There's a shortage of factories because they haven't built a new oil refinery in the Western world in North America since 1975. And it's for light crude. They've never built a heavy crude factory in the Western world yet. Not one. Not one in the world. And 80% of the world's oil is heavy crude. So here we have a situation where they purposely create a catastrophe. They go in like Goldfinger to try to take over the oil in Iraq, not to make sure that the oil gets to the people so we continue to run the engines of industry. It's to make certain that we don't get the oil, like Goldfinger, to make sure the oil we have in our, the gold bars in our vault, become more valuable, because that gold becomes locked down. It can't go anywhere. That's what they're doing.
You know, not just the oil. They are suppressing technology. They are suppressing technology that could virtually solve all of the problems.
Of course they are. They don't want to have water being used as fuel. They can drive cars hundreds of miles. They don't want to have carburation systems that get 150 miles per gallon. My father had a senior instrumentation fitter that worked with him that made a lot of money back in the 70s, and every 2 years he'd buy a new T-Bird, and in 75 he got one right off the factory line from Detroit, put on a rail car and sent to him, and he paid cash, so it was his. He had the VIN numbers, he had the title. And they said, we want it back. Sorry. He opened it up after he was getting 75 miles on the highway and 55 in the city, and it said experimental carburation. This is before electronic carburation systems. And he was getting enormous fuel savings. Well, they could do that. One of the things I have right on my site right now is real simple. It's an additive. You don't need to change your engine. You can get about 20 to 30% more fuel efficiency, reduce your pollution just with a thing called Ethos, right at NutraMedical. There's many other technologies added to that that we could get 100, 200 miles per gallon. The reason why they don't have it is because literally, in the words of some of the automobile executives, if we did that, the oil industry is such a heavy lobby, they would do terrible things to us through the government, through corporations, and through regulations.
You see,
that's what we have. We have a total hegemony of the, I call the oligarchy.
Yeah. See, the inventor Stanley Myers, tragedy. He was murdered because of the technology that he had created. This man actually created, and he has patents. And you can see his patents on this on my website. You can view his patents.
Where is it on the website?
If you go to the video collections page, scroll down just about maybe halfway or so, and
right,
you'll see two video clips. One is an actual news broadcast that was probably recorded, I'm going to have to say, sometime in the 80s. It's a video clip of Stan Myers and his dune buggy that had a hydrogen-splitting spark plug.
Right.
It ran this dune buggy from California to New York City on 26 gallons of water.
Yeah. So what he did is he split the water molecule and literally used it as hydrogen fuel.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm still here. Do we have a caller, Don, calling in with a question? Don, do we have a question?
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Okay. I guess we're still everything's okay. Let's go on. Tell us about this. Where is it on the site now?
Okay. If you go to the video collections page.
You go down to video collections. Yeah, that's on lonelantern.org.
Mm-hmm. And click on the left side of the screen. It says video collection. Click that, and then scroll down to about halfway.
Uh-huh.
You'll see two videos. One shows a guy kind of standing by this, it's kind of a grainy image, but he's standing next to a, looks like a cylinder, like a cylinder, a clear cylinder.
This is a video, right?
This is a video, yes.
So you'll see a picture of a guy standing by something.
Uh-huh. And there's also a...
I see a dune bug. It says water-powered car.
Yes, the water-powered car. Click either one of those links, and they'll take you to the video. Like I said, one is a news broadcast, actual news broadcast, of the water-powered car, and the other one is probably about 20 minutes of Stanley Meyer discussing his invention in person, very well-produced video. It was clipped from the film Equinox, It Runs on Water, another great film I recommend. Discusses all the different technologies and water-powered steam machines and all these different things that are being suppressed so that we are remaining, so we remain dependent on the oil system.
Well, of course, I mean, this is the part of the plan to completely crush us so that and certain hundreds and thousands of patents are being hidden every day, not only for medical illness. I'm working with a doctor, and I won't mention his name or he'll probably be terminated. We have nutraceuticals that will literally kill any known virus or any other organism. We have other things that can terminate abnormal DNA inside of cells because it's the multi-stage process that's causing cancer. The big medical establishment doesn't want that. They don't even want science-based treatments for these things because it's bad for business. I have Dr. Holdsworth, who brought over from Dr. Sumi in Japan, nattokinase, which actually is from the Bacillus subtilis that can stop clots and so on, far better than Coumadin, which is rat poison, Tyclid, or Plevix, and it kills more than all the next five causes of death in North America and the Western world, and yet something as simple as 200 milligrams of this taken a day in divided dosages will stop you from dramatically reducing the incidence of stroke and heart attack and vascular disease like pulmonary embolism. Guess what? They don't want the solutions.
No, there are
so many natural
remedies that they suppress those too.
Right.
They suppress the natural, these naturally herbal and organic substances that occur right out of the ground. You know, like for instance, a great sweetener that I use is called stevia.
Right.
Okay? This stevia is a simple herb. It's a simple herb and it has a sweet taste.
Yeah, I know. I have it on my website. You can go to stevia and get it at... Source Naturals is, I guess, the best price we have. It's amazing how cheap it is and how non-toxic. And there's only two safe non-toxic sweeteners. There's Just Like Sugar. It's made from a product from citrus, oranges, and some calcium and some other things. And Stevia, which is, I think, the best. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Totally non-toxic.
I use it in my coffee. You can cook with it. You can use it in your Kool-Aid. I mean, it tastes great. It tastes great. It's non-toxic. It's not like aspartame, which is going to give you brain tumors and cause you, lupus and MS and all these different things. Look, there are herbal remedies that they are suppressing because they want to keep us sick. They want to keep us hooked on the pharmaceutical system. You know, there's so many facets to this. There's the oil system. They want to keep us hooked on the oil. They want to keep us hooked on the pharmaceuticals. They want to keep us terrorized because they keep manufacturing events. I mean, they want to keep us in a constant state of control, and then they blanket us with what's coming up next, next year, I believe, 2008 or 2007, the Real ID Act, which is piggybacked on the $87 billion supplemental for our troops. Okay, the Real ID Act, America, do not take this card with an RFID chip in it.
In fact, they got a plan for Canada for January 1 of next year. Across the border, they're planning on having the transborder ID card, which replaces the passport, January 1 next year, because they're getting ready to hit us. The next year and a half, they're going to crush us, and we better get ready now with your food, your water, your guns. You better get ready with your own information systems. You better start networking with your neighbors. And the most valuable thing you need is you need to start treating the people around you with respect, showing them information, getting them to come on side, even if they only accept part of it. As this starts to heat up, as events start to unfold, if you don't have your neighbors on side, they are your greatest friends and your greatest liability.
And what happens if there's no electronic communication? And
right.
you hadn't made any personal connections, what are you going to do?
Right.
You can't do anything. So, I mean, while the Internet and email and all these different electronic devices we have for communication, cellular devices and, you know, BlackBerries and all these things. What if something happens and we don't have that?
Well, we could
Are you going to remember how to talk to your neighbor?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that's going to happen in the next 11-year cycle is a 30 to 50% increase in the solar max. And one of the effects of depleted uranium in the upper troposphere is the destruction of the ion belt that protects us, and the and total zapping of our satellite-based and telecommunications. So don't they think that maybe we may not have regular communications occurring reliably? Of course.
See,
that's part of the plan.
We've become dependent on this technological society. To see, the world functioned just fine several hundred years ago.
Right.
They didn't have TV. They didn't have paper money that was backed by nothing. I mean, the thing is, the world functioned perfectly fine 100 years ago.
Right.
100 years ago, we're talking.
People didn't even think about getting into debt. And here's what's really going on. While the satellite systems might go down, guarantee they got redundancy. I know this for a fact. They have infrared fiber optic cables running in the roofs of these underground maglev tunnels down as deep as a mile and a half or more in between these underground cities, all pre-set up so that if satellite communications go, don't worry, the globalists will be able to communicate, unless, of course, their lines are cut by major earthquakes that destroy their tunneling systems and trap them in these cities as tombs. And that's what they're facing. They somehow think they're going to hide themselves in the rocks and the tombs of the earth, and they're going to be very, very sadly mistaken.
Well, they're digging their own graves, right?
Absolutely, and I know the one city, just for example, and this is a fact, they had one city between Conifer and I-70 underground with nuclear reactors, hydroponics, and everything could house 16,800 people for 7 years. That's just one city in America I know about personally. One city, just outside of Denver.
Well, think about what they've been doing in Chicago for the past 30 years.
Right.
The Deep Tunnel Project, they've been digging tunnels under Chicago for 30 years. 30
right.
years.
They
and
got
how long
huge
did it take,
facilities
how long
everywhere.
Did it take them, how long did it take them to build the English Channel? The
yeah.
tunnel? How long did it take?
Well, they used old technology. The stuff that I took care of, guys that actually worked on the nuclear tunneling devices that were tunneling, the ones now travel and can cut a face through a rock 120 feet across at 11 miles per day using impact lasers and blow the debris on the sidewalls like in form of obsidian core and layer and inner core. Put down telecommunications, fiber optic cables, and other things all simultaneously while moving and laying track.
Yeah. Well,
I got the actual patents and pictures, and people don't want to believe me. And I took care of the guys that actually did it.
Wow.
So that's why I say I'm going to have a conference coming up here myself, actually, with Dr. Fred Bell. And it's going to be the 26th, 7th, and 8th. At the Aliso Creek Inn at Laguna Beach. And we're going to be talking about the inside track. And I'm going to release a lot of extremely classified information that you need to know, and people need to know, because we need to bring it into the light of day, because this information needs to get to the people, not only the people that are in the public, but also people that are in the highly compartmentalized military-industrial complex. Because when they can see from the 30,000 feet the forest from the trees, they say, oh, my God, am I part of that? And they realize that they're actually part of the demise of their own nation, their own people, their own future, because they're participating in something. And all we need to do is say, no, hell no, we're not going to participate in the destruction of America, the destruction of our liberty, the forced vaccination, the forced internment, the forced destruction and exportation of jobs, the forced importation to turn, like the movie V for Vendetta, America into a leper colony. And they say it right on their media, right on television shows and movie theaters. They do this because they like to shove it in your face, because it gives them extra sensation of power that they actually are telling you before they consume you. That's what they're doing. So if you haven't seen V for Vendetta, people, go out and look at it, and you'll see the future. This is what they plan in Britain. You know, and Guy Fawkes, the guy dressed up like Guy Fawkes. And you'll see their plans. And it doesn't matter if you're in Britain or you're in a European country, if you're in India, if you're in Japan, if you're listening to this, they have plans for you in your country that are specifically tailored for your people?
I want to make something clear. I do not get paid for what I do. I'm not sitting here on this show because I'm getting paid.
Neither am I.
Okay, I do this purely out of the bottom of my heart. I volunteer my time. I sacrifice my time to share this information with you, the listener, with the people across this country, across this world, supporting and growing a network of individuals who are determined to stand up for the truth. Hey, you know what? We all need to sacrifice something, because if we don't, we're going to sacrifice everything. So it's just a matter of doing just a little bit. Just like they have a compartmentalized system that they're using against us, we can do the exact same thing, compartmentalized across the country, across the world. Everyone working in unison for the common goal of spreading information and taking action. There will be a time where we are going to have to take action.
So, absolutely.
In summary, I want to say, visit LoneLantern.org.
Right.
Sign up. Become a member. Okay? Start your own truth movement in your town.
Yeah, become a disciple. Get doing what you're doing and form your own version. Pick topics, pick issues that make your gut churn.
We have to unify at the personal level. Like I said before, what happens if all the electronic communications go down? See, we have to build and develop personal relationships in the immediate circle of our influence. People that we talk to every day, hand them a DVD. Tell them about a website. There's so many different tiny little things we can do to plant seeds that along the way they will grow, they will take root, they will become mighty trees with mighty branches that will cover us from that irradiated sun that these globalists and these New World Order monsters are just trying to bleach our skin with.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, let's go over all those sites. It's LoneLantern.org. The conference is what dates again?
Okay, LoneLantern.org is the site of the Lone Lantern Society.
Right, and then, of course, the website is 911revealingthetruth.org for the conference coming up June 2nd to 4th.
Yes, June 2nd through the 4th, www.911revealingthetruth.org. The conference is in Chicago, June 2nd through the 4th, and then freedomtofascism.com. The movie is called America from Freedom to Fascism. Aaron Russo's produced, directed, and written this film that is going to cause America to take notice. All the things we've talked about, the Federal Reserve, the microchip, 9/11, all these different facets are all in this movie. And
right.
This movie is going to hit the mainstream theaters. Call your movie theaters. Demand that this film be presented to the American people, because it is time. This film is going to be a motivational force, but we have to get it in the theaters.
Right,
you
need to get your theater in Canada and Britain and in Australia and elsewhere, because those same principles apply to you. It may be much more public discourse in America, but believe it or not, in provinces in Canada, in various parts of Britain, Australia, and other countries in Europe, all of this is planned against you as well.
Now, I have the DVD, September 11th, Evidence of the Contrary, is available for sale for donation on my site. If you agree with what I'm saying, if you want to support, then donate, buy the DVD. We have T-shirts available. We have just so much available for you to do. You could spend hours at the website and just support the cause in any way that you can.
Yeah, it's an immense website. I mean, it's so well done and so much information. If you're a skeptic, spend so many hours. You'll no longer be a skeptic. You'll be a convert. And once you are a convert, you want to become a disciple. You want to then inspire others to stand up and speak up. Because if you do, it'll just be like the first American Revolution. And the revolution has to start in everyone's hearts around the world in whatever country, because they're about to take your liberty, whether you're in China, in India, in Pakistan, in Africa, in Europe, in South America. That's why you have people like Hugo Chavez standing up. That's why you have people realizing that it's the end of the road. This is no longer an optional thing. If you don't stand up, don't think you're going to have any place in the future. You won't.
This is the turning point.
Absolutely. This is the turning point in history.
This is the turning point in history of the world, of our countries. We have to start personal revolution in our mind, body, and soul. We have to make decisions.
We're coming to the end of the time, guys?
Yep.
Oh,
well, I really appreciate it, Gary. Thank you for being on the program. We'll have to have you back on. That 2 hours just flew by. And I hope everyone takes a notice to go to lonelantern.org. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Take care and take action. There are no silent heroes. And definitely, Gary, you're one of my heroes. Thank you, Don and Doug over at BBS Radio. And do stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow night with more amazing guests. Thank you, everyone, and take care. We'll be back tomorrow night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.